Today we'll be Ezra Shemilin Daf Mem Dalav Mesech de Shabbos. In today's Daf, the Gemara will discuss two basic topics. First, the Gemara discusses the muksa status of a ner. It is important to keep in mind that the word ner does not mean a classic wax candle. It refers to the small kli usually made of pottery that holds the oil and the wick. We generally refer to it as a lamp. The second topic of this Daf is whether hazmana, dedicating an object for a certain use, but the item has never actually been used in that way, would make it muksa. For example, with the intention to use a box for money, even without it having put money in it, make the box muktzah. There are several muktzah-related concepts that will be discussed in this daf. They include muktzah machmas mias, something that is muktzah on account of it being repugnant, such as a used ner, which people would generally not use for other uses. Muktzah machmas isser, something that is considered muktzah because it's usser to use or move it, such as a burning ner, which you may not move because of a possible kibbutz. That if something was muktzah throughout the entire Bein HaShemashes period, it remains muktzah for the rest of Shabbos. On Amud Beis will be introduced to several taharis-related concepts. They include chibur l'tumah. Two parts of a utensil are sometimes halachically considered one utensil, and that if a tumah touches one of them, the other also becomes tumah, and sometimes they're considered two separate items, and only one becomes tumah. Oil ames. The concept that an item becomes tamei when under the same roof as a mess, or when passing over a mess. Metaltel moli vereken. Only a kli that is small enough to be moved when full is susceptible to tumah. A kli that is larger cannot become tamei.